The Return of the Soldier by Rebecca West. Chapter 1. Ah, don't fuss, wailed Kitty. If a woman began to worry in these days because her husband hadn't written to her for a fortnight. Besides, if he'd been anywhere interesting, anywhere where the fighting was really hot, he'd have found some way of telling me, instead of just leaving it as somewhere in France. He'll be all right. We were sitting in the nursery. I had not meant to enter it again after the child's death, but I had come suddenly on Kitty as she slipped the key into the lock and had lingered to look in at the high room, so full of whiteness and clear colours, so unendurably gay and familiar, which is kept in all respects as though there were still a child in the house. It was the first lavish day of spring, and the sunlight was pouring through the tall arched windows and the flowered curtains so brightly that in the old days a fat fist would certainly have been raised to point out the new translucent glories of the rosebuds. It was lying in great pools on the blue cork floor, and the soft rugs, patterned with strange beasts, and it threw dancing beams that should have been gravely watched for hours on the white paint and the blue distempered walls. It fell on the rocking horse, which had been Chris's idea for an appropriate present for his year-old son, and showed what a fine fellow he was.